The Owl by Aaron Shotwell, narrated by Otis Gyrie. My name is Jake Whitaker. I turned 90 years old a week ago today. It's funny. You go through life knowing that old age will catch up to you, and you still wonder where that time went once it does. At least, that's what the other folk around the retirement home say. I know exactly where my time went. I've seen the world from many perspectives. Everything from the rose-tinted glasses of youth to an old man's tired cynicism. I've learned a great deal of things in my day, but even for someone of my years, some things will always remain a mystery. There are things in life you just get comfortable with, even without an explanation. You just accept them, and you even come to expect them. You stop to think about them every now and then, wondering if there's an answer. But you eventually stop trying. It is what it is. No changing it. No need to. For me, that thing has been around for as long as I can remember. I've walked through life with a very strange companion. My grandfather died in the fall of 1931. It wasn't anything tragic. It was just his time. He survived until he eventually became senile. His life was already over as far as I was concerned. Sure, I was sad to see him go, just the same as any other little boy would be. But I watched him fade away, and I knew he wasn't my grandfather anymore. He just wasn't in there. He was gone. So I didn't cry at his funeral. I had done plenty of that once I realized that he had forgotten my name. I just said my goodbyes and washed my hands of it. I did a lot of remembering, though. I remembered all of the things about him that mattered to me. I remembered all of the quarters that he pulled from behind my ear, all of the walks in the park, and the short games of catch before he'd start complaining about back pain. You know, the simple things that made him my grandpa. I especially remembered his stories. He had a million of them. Most of them far-fetched and funny, and all punctuated with his own laughter. He liked to think that he was the next Mark Twain, but he wasn't as witty as all that. He was just a silly old codger. Still, we all liked to listen to him ramble on, and that was enough for him. The stories I recall most, though, were not the silly anecdotes. In fact, they weren't even stories, not really. They were more like obscure references of the kind you might hear about La Llorona, the Tooth Fairy, or the Boogeyman. The ones I grew up with were about the owl. There was a difference between the owl and those other creatures, though. All of these other creatures you hear about, they're urban legends because there's always a story behind them. Not the owl. Grandpa never told us what the owl was, where it came from, or what it did. The owl was just the owl. The references were never consistent either. We didn't know if we were supposed to fear it or feel safe because of it. One night, he'd tell us not to be afraid of monsters under the bed because the owl would keep them away. Another day, he'd tell us not to tell fibs or eat candy before dinner because the owl was watching. My older brother, Jeffrey, who passed away 5 years ago, God rest his soul, stopped believing in the owl after Grandpa died. He just wrote it off as another of the old man's tall tales. I believed, though. I had always believed, and I knew for sure after the wake. Everyone took turns walking by his open casket to say their final goodbyes, commenting on how peaceful he looked and saying he was in a better place, the usual remarks for the occasion. And then it was my turn. I was only 9 years old, and I still hadn't reached my growth spurt, so I had to stand on my toes a bit to see. The first thing I saw was Grandpa's face in profile, expressionless and pale, and it choked me up the way you'd expect. It was also my first experience with death, so I was much too disturbed to look for long. Then I saw something that no one else seemed to notice. Or, if they did, they didn't make any mention of it. It was tucked away discreetly between the sleeve of his coat and the casket's white silk lining, protruding no more than an inch between them. Just enough to grab my attention. It was a feather. It was long and beautiful. A tuft of snowy white down at the base of the quill, pure silver white with faint stripes of gray along the vein. It seemed so deliberately placed, but I hadn't seen anyone else put it there, and I had been nervously watching the line of mourners move ahead of me the entire time. I almost reached for it, but I knew it wouldn't be proper. For a moment, I forgot about my grandpa.